certainly unusual times for all of us, but unusual times for the market. The stock market is climbing a wall of worry, opened Monday up over 350 points, and this despite the fact that the president's really sick and that the election's going nowhere and that we don't have any sort of a stimulus program. And I keep hearing all sorts of different excuses about why this market rally is taking place, but I thought I'd go to the expert, Hugh Johnson, who's Chief Investment Officer and founder and partner of Hugh Johnson Advisors, joins us. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, David, and I'm just as puzzled as you are. It's very, very almost bewildering, this kind of array of events. So, at any rate.
You know, I heard two complete 180-degree diametrically different excuses for the rally on Monday. And one was the president's much better than anybody thought. He's getting out of, you know, he's getting out of the hospital and everything is going to be all right. And the market likes, you know, Republicans. On the other hand, I heard, well, the polls show that Biden is the clear winner by double digits. The market hates uncertainty. And so you're going to have a winner on November 3rd, and you're not going to have that hanging over the marketplace. I mean, you can't get much further away than that. Is one of those true?
No, I don't think either one of them are true. But I'll tell you what I do think this is. And I think every investor sort of faced with this challenge knows what I'm talking about. And that is when they go to their broker or their advisor and they say, gee, I'd like to buy some securities. I'd like to invest my cash. They look at the fixed income markets and the yields that are available there, and they know that the yields are almost non-existent. To try to generate a return from the fixed income markets, particularly when the Federal Reserve has kind of told us that if for at least the next, say, year and probably three, that interest rates are not going to change much, and they say there's just not going to be any return from the fixed income markets. And even if the stock market's gotten ahead of itself, it's gone a long way, very far, very fast, a little bit of a valuation problem. The upside potential, you know, maybe it's 4 to 5% between now and the end of 2021. They say that beats anything I can do from the fixed income market. So I think investors are faced with a real problem, and they say, is it going to be equities or fixed income securities? And they've answered the question, it's going to be equities, and that's why you see a lot of that cash going to equities and the markets performing very well. I think that's the number one thing, and I honestly don't think this is all about the election at all. I think it's about that basic issue, and I think it's also about, you know, what's going to happen to the economy in 2021. I think investors are really being very sensible about this. It's not the election.
Well, you know, the other uncertainty, you could make a compelling argument that we are beginning to see signs of the second wave. I mean, they're in the process of shutting down Europe. France is in terrible shape. Some of the New York City schools are going to close down. We got, I don't know, what is it, 20, 25 states that are showing increases. Mm-hmm. And we know what happened the last time that happened. They shut down the economy and everybody lost money.
And that's a really good point. And there's no question we're worried about it. I mean, even though we saw positive employment numbers, you know, for the month of September, 661,000 jobs added to payrolls, that's good news. If you take a close look, you obviously see what the numbers, the monthly numbers are coming down. It's just getting not as strong as it was back in, say, June, right, July, and August. And that's, of course, because, you know, a lot of individuals have not, you know, the number of unemployed are very significant. State and local governments are having trouble making ends meet. Small businesses continue to complain that they're just barely making it, if making it at all. So there's a lot of trouble there. And what that all says to me is that, look, this economy is losing a little momentum. It's losing some steam. There's reason to be concerned. And there has to be some stimulus. And I think what might be helping is that, look, the thing that gave us the kind of stimulus that we saw initially, which is the CARES Act, which gave us a lot of payroll support, that expires this week. And I think there's a reasonably good chance that they'll come up with some sort of an agreement, some stimulus in Washington to try to help, again, state and local governments, small businesses, and individuals get through this very difficult time. We just might see that, and I think that's helping the stock market.
You know, it looks like it. So then the question is, you know, if you choose between bonds and stocks, and stocks win. And I can certainly buy that argument. Which stocks? We seem to be going back to the work from home stocks, the Netflixes and Amazons, but also the sort of make your home look better stocks like Bed Bath and Beyond and Container Store and At Home Group. Is that where the money should go?
Yeah, that's a good idea, because and I think that there's a lot of changes. There's changes that are going to go on with the global economy. We're going to see globalization is probably a thing of the past. In other words, this pandemic's likely, like a lot of other pandemics, I might add, to usher in some permanent changes to the global economy and certainly the U.S. economy. So globalization might be a thing of the past. We might be working from home a great deal in the future. I think the landscape is really changing, David, and it's really a challenge to every investor to now to figure out just what this is going to do to a more permanent change in the U.S. economy and the global economy, and that's where some money is going to be made. And I think that's why you start to see some migration towards some of those stocks, like, you know, the stocks that'll do well if people are working and living from home. And I think that's kind of part of the answer to what's going on. There's going to be a big change going on. I think that's going to be the everlasting sort of thing we're going to find from this pandemic.
You got to run away from commercial real estate stocks, I would think. There are a lot of office buildings that you're going to be able to see through at night, I would guess.
Oh, yes. You certainly see that now. And, you know, I'm an advisor to a number of pension funds that have investments in the commercial real estate, I hate to say it, downtown New York. And you're right. They're really struggling. At the same time, you talk to somebody that's in residential real estate that's in the outskirts and some suburbs out to some safer places, and they've got so much business going on there, they don't know how to handle it all. So, you know, the real estate business is really, really, you know, it depends on what you're looking at. It's very different.
By the same token, if a guy wanted to catch a falling knife or maybe take the money that otherwise you'd spend in the lottery and buy something, how about hospitality stocks? They have certainly been beat up. You would think there'd be some survivors in there. And we're beginning to see airlines administer, you know, COVID-19 tests and, you know, let you on only if you pass them. That ought to make people feel better about flying, shouldn't it?
Well, it sure should. And it should. And, you know, there's always opportunity that comes out of these terrible tragedies, these enormous events. And you might be talking about just the ones, leisure, hospitality, the kinds of things where actually when you take a look, a very close look at some of the numbers, and we've got some really esoteric numbers, there's some good things that you're starting to see. The TSA, of course, keeps track of some of the boardings on airplanes. That's one of the things that I track and I look at. And those numbers are not that bad. They're kind of flattish, but they're getting a little bit better. And the one thing everybody should keep in mind, and I say this with great confidence, the one thing that's common to all of the pandemics that we look at, and the three major pandemics during the 20th century, is that they all end. And when they end, some of the stocks that have been most damaged by the pandemic start to recover. And I think that's something you should look for, that opportunity. There's a lot of risk there. You got to be very careful. But nevertheless, you're saying there might be some opportunity there, and I kind of agree with you.
Well, I think the one thing I guess you have to watch out for is the hotels, rent-a-car companies, airlines have all had to take on a lot of debt to pay for their fixed costs, and I guess that's the kind of thing that ultimately could cripple you. So you got to watch that, I would guess.
Oh, you've got to be very careful. You've got to do your homework on any investment you make in any of these areas. Yes, there's opportunity. But not all of them are. I think they'll all maybe survive, but some of them will be pretty crippled, damaged. They won't be in financially good shape. But there's some of them, especially if you look at the airlines group, there's some of them that are kind of special and are probably in a world of their own that are probably good investments right now. They've been dragged down with everybody else, but they shouldn't be.
All right. So you've been away from Albany for a while. You've been working from home or working from vacation home. Has the transition been okay for you? I mean, can you do most everything?
Yeah, I can do most. You know, you miss being in the office. You miss the interrelationship between you and your associates, and you miss the kind of all that kind of stuff. And to some extent, but there's no question that you can operate remotely very easily. And, you know, with a lot of the kind of technology that's available now, it's you know, talking to people and talking to clients and face-to-face, it appears to be face-to-face with some of the technology that we now have available. It's all very doable, and that's part of the sort of permanent change that I'm talking about. We're starting to learn about the changes, which I think are going to be an ever-present part of our working lives. And I think everybody should think about some of the things that were not just temporary. They're not just going to, you know, accompany this pandemic. They're going to be around for a long, long time, I think.
Yeah, well, I think you're right, and not the kind of thing that we could have done 10 years ago. The technology had to catch up with us, and it has, right. And it's not all bad. Hugh Johnson is Chief Investment Officer, founder, partner of Hugh Johnson Advisors. It's always good to spend time with you, sir. Thank you.
My pleasure, David, as always.
Thanks. For more of a conversation with Mr. Johnson, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.